This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Roundabouts have been gaining popularity in Northeast Ohio over the past decade, even if the public doesn't always consider them to be a well-rounded solution. In this edition of Oh Really, we'll find out if that's circular logic or just a better way to make traffic go round.
I guess what we do is just drive around this circle here. It should be the second left exit.
Hey, look, kids! There's Big Ben and there's Parliament!
That's Clark Griswold, played by Chevy Chase, navigating a British traffic circle in the film National Lampoon's European Vacation.
There it is, there it is, there it is!
I know, I can't seem to get over to the left, honey. I'll try next time. Sorry.
After several hours, he escapes the multi-lane circle. It's the kind of thing that makes Alice Ramian nervous. A roundabout is slated to open next month right in front of the supermarket she frequents in the city of Green.
I don't care for roundabouts if they're more than one lane. Because when there's two lanes and you have to get into an inner lane and then people aren't paying attention and then they cut over in front of you and then you end up going around roundabout a couple of times, you know. But the single ones are very simple to navigate.
The city started installing roundabouts a decade ago and has three up and running. Six more are slated for construction in the next 5 years. But the single-lane roundabouts in Green are different from the large, multi-lane traffic circle which trapped the fictional Griswold family in London. City engineer Paul Pickett explains as he views the construction of the new roundabout near the supermarket.
They don't have the same engineering characteristics, and so there was an evolution. It started in the United Kingdom. They had a lot of circular intersections as well, but we're trying to figure out how to make them safer. And through a lot of iterative experimenting with geometry and everything, they decided that if you make them small enough and narrow enough that people have to slow down, you can really make them a lot safer.
But why not control traffic with a traditional intersection instead of a roundabout?
They reduce the number of conflict points at an intersection. A conventional four-way intersection has 32 conflict points. You could draw a diagram and see what that means, but a roundabout converts that into just 8 conflict points. You're basically turning everything into a right turn, and you're either going to have a rear-end accident in either of the approaches or a sideswipe accident as you enter.
Basically, it's better to have some scrapes on a vehicle than a head-on T-bone collision, according to Justin Chesnick. He's spokesman for the Ohio Department of Transportation's District 4, which covers the northeast corner of the state.
They're not perfect. You're still going to have crashes in roundabouts. But what studies have shown is about an 80% reduction in those serious crashes.
Right now, his department is building a roundabout in Mahoning County and is almost done with two in Lake Township.
There's a couple hundred roundabouts within the state of Ohio. On the state-maintained routes, we're looking at somewhere between 45 and 50. Now, last year, we built a roundabout that's being maintained by the city of Twinsburg up on State Route 91.
Most traffic circles and roundabouts are managed by the cities where they're located. Green has built or is building so many that the Summit County Sheriff's Office says the city is, quote, ahead of the curve. City engineer Paul Pickett says the advantage, aside from safety, is cost.
What it does save us is the maintenance on traffic signals that we would otherwise have. You can end up building quite a bit of pavement to make a signalized intersection work. When we do cost analyses on both, and they really come out pretty equal, the one downside to roundabouts that is most obvious to us is that if you do have to do perform any maintenance work, it's a lot harder to do. You can't just put a flagger out there and have people, you know, go around you.
Still, he says the large green space in the center is something that appeals to people.
We basically love them because we've proven to ourselves and at least to some of our community that they do work. Folks aren't crazy about them because it's a new thing. It's confusing to a lot of people. And I suppose one of the bigger complaints we hear is that, well, they're really not bad if everybody would knew how to drive them.
Casey Kelly from Green says she does know how to drive them.
Lived in Goodyear Heights, so I did the Talmadge Circle all the time, and these new ones aren't that terribly difficult. They're much easier than waiting in the long stop sign that used to be right there. The one on 619 and Pickle is already helped.
And describe what it was like before.
On a Sunday, you could find traffic backed up over the bridge that crosses over 77 on 619.
When you first went into them, like in Talmadge, was it a little daunting, but then you eventually got used to it?
The reason Talmadge was daunting was because of how large it was. There's always the joke of, you know, there's Big Ben again if you go, like, keep missing your exit.
We know Big Ben.
It's amazing. I cannot get left. It's Big Ben, kids, Parliament.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.